This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brian Bacco, Post-Gazette, joining us. He's on video here, our YouTube channel, which is doing great, great numbers. People love tuning in, even with, well, maybe especially because of Bob's cutout. Is that a Duke hat you have on there?
It is.
I like it. I like those colors. And what kind of shirt do you have on, Brian? You're really styling here today.
AFC Richmond from Ted Lasso. Did you see that show, Joe?
No, everybody says I should, though, that I need to watch that. And I know it's, 10 years old now? I should be watching it.
No, it's not that old. But especially if you're going to embark on a coaching journey, even a youth basketball coaching journey, you should watch it to kind of get yourself hyped up for it.
I think I will. And I'll start that tonight right after I follow all of these trades. What a day so far. Limits. I mean, Brian joins us usually to talk about the Tomlin News Conference. That has taken a decided backseat here to the trade deadline because all hell is breaking loose. Limits, why don't you tell us what's happening, please?
Yeah, so far what we've seen is the biggest trade of the day, and it'd be surprising if it's topped. Sauce Gardner being dealt, the All-Pro corner, former Defensive Rookie of the Year, from the Jets to the Colts. Two first-round picks go back to New York. They also get wide receiver A.D. Mitchell in the deal. Rashid Shaheed has been traded from the Saints, the wide receiver, over to Seattle for a fourth and a fifth. We have seen Jacoby Myers traded from the Raiders to the Jaguars, and that is all within the last hour and a half, Joe.
All right, Brian, talk about those, if you would. I want rapid-fire opinions from you, a very learned man in the NFL.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin said he likes shopping, but James Gladstone, John Schneider, Howie Roseman, and Chris Ballard are out on Rodeo Drive with new bags over their shoulders. So they're the ones who have been moving the meter there. I think the Shaheed trade, a fourth and a fifth for a speedster, it makes sense for a Seahawks team that probably needs a little bit more speed. Now, does somebody like Cooper Kupp become expendable for them? I don't know, but I think he's essentially an older version of Jacoby Myers. The other thing, I'll say this about Jacoby Myers. You kind of got to think the next step too. I don't know if the Jaguars are going to do this for a couple reasons. Brian Thomas Jr. supposedly was like disgruntled or something. I think there was a tweet or report about that a week or two ago where they were disgruntled with him. But Travis Hunter's hurt now. Thomas Jr. is one of the best receivers, period, last year, let alone rookie receivers. But I don't know what's going on in Jaguars country. And Duval, they probably are going to hold on to a good young player like that. But when Sauce Gardner moves at the deadline, you just remind yourself that you don't know what you don't know as far as what these front offices are thinking. But, yeah, I know Cooper Kupp was someone who was linked to the Steelers back in this offseason once the Rams were decided that they wanted to move on from him.
Should they, Brian, have gone out and gotten Myers or Shaheed? Were those reasonable prices?
Myers. Yeah, I mean, I would have leaned more toward Myers. What did he go for? Second and a fourth?
Myers only went for a fourth and a sixth.
Mm. Oh, fourth and a sixth. Oh, no. I got, okay. I mean, yeah, potentially, but he also plays in the slot a lot. So that kind of complicates his fit to a degree because they do like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. I would have wanted to give up, you know, less in a trade, and I would maybe be more willing to part with Roman Wilson if you're bringing in a receiver to help you now and potentially be controlled for the future. So, you know, Myers, I think, is good. He probably gets overrated a little bit because he's so available and so many teams want to add pieces to their offensive arsenal. Shaheed doesn't do as much for me. He's a speedster. Yeah. Calvin Austin can run fast straight down the field, and so can apparently still Marquez Valdes-Scantling, according to Aaron Rodgers, who's not biased at all.
Now, have you heard anything about Roman Wilson?
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
I love that clip.
No, I mean,
have you heard he might be dealt?
No, but that was so like out of character for Tomlin that I raised an eyebrow. I raised both eyebrows at that for him to just, you know, basically toss the guy off the moving train like that. Roman Wilson's next interview. No, Roman Wilson's last interview after the the Packers game, when he actually played fairly well and caught a touchdown, he should have said, yeah, it was nice for me to have a decent game, but maybe we could have won if not for that boneheaded 10 men on the field for the 2-point conversion try. Maybe he should say that next week.
Next thing you know, Roman Wilson will be asking for music at practice and quitting during games, right?
It gives you that vibe a little bit. Like, I don't want to overreact, but man, how often does Mike Tomlin, he's on autopilot. He's got buttons to press at the control center for a lot of these questions. What makes him say boneheaded instead of, I'd rather say whoa than sick'em? You know what I mean? Like, yes, ball security is one of the biggest things that gets his goat if you screw it up.
But yeah,
man, for a young player who I think has probably been, I don't want to say fragile, but you know that he's felt the weight of the expectations of not playing and then not playing much at all at the beginning of
season. Yeah, there's ball security.
That was just a little odd.
There's ball seekers. I think Tomlin was asked about a certain ball seeker who was exiled from the organization this week in Beanie Bishop. Let's take a listen to that question and answer limits, if you would.
Mike, Beanie Bishop was one of those ball searchers a year ago. You guys make the decision to move on from him with the practice squad. How did you kind of come to that?
You know, I'm not getting into practice squad decisions. That's just too far down the totem pole. I'm more interested in what we need to do this week and the guys that are on the 53 we're preparing to play.
So the question's about a ball seeker, and he doesn't want to talk about practice. We're talking about practice. Limits, do you have for Brian a little mixtape for us?
What about him as a player? How does he help?
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Practice, Brian.
That's one of the all-time rants. It really is.
Yeah, Iverson, for sure. My son actually has a shirt that says, "We talking about practice," because my friend who lives in Philly, we used to always listen to that in college to have a good laugh. So
yeah,
he sent me that. But I mean, Tomlin, I get it. Like, you don't want to get too into the weeds on every little transaction you make, but I don't think the Steelers media is overly into that sort of thing. He doesn't get a ton of questions like that. Beanie Bishop had 4 picks last year.
He was a ball seeker.
I don't think it's outlandish to say he became somewhat of a fan favorite, a scrappy underdog, undrafted free agent, and then Tomlin answers that question like he's subhuman. I mean, somebody should have replied, we don't need to hear about the Packers 4-2-5 and 3-3-5 and 4-2-6 fronts every week either, do we? But you do it from the podium, so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You could spend a few more seconds on Beanie Bishop, I suppose.
Wow. Brian, taking Tomlin to task. I want to hear that again, only because I love Tomlin's quote, and I could listen to the Iverson rant all day.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Now, that was about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, though, that part.
Was it? Yeah. Well, it might as well have been the same, because he didn't want to go into practice squad talk either way.
Yeah, I think they're a little different, because one is you're probably like, hey, I'm not trying to pump the tires too much of this guy who, you know, we signed. He's got an NFL resume. Maybe he will or won't supplant someone on the active roster. But yeah, the Beanie Bishop thing, like, I was actually getting a lot of questions from fans in the last few weeks of, like, one, can he help? And then today when he gets cut, or yesterday, whenever he got, I guess he got cut yesterday. It's like, suddenly he's the worst player on a 69 or 70 man roster. How did that happen? So I thought it was a fair question and didn't really need to be dismissed like that. But hey, maybe there's an unwritten policy of not discussing practice squad moves.
And he didn't even make a boneheaded play like Roman Wilson did, right, Limits?
You've got to be in uniform. You got to have a helmet on to make a boneheaded play.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
I had no problem with him saying that. In fact, I rather enjoyed it. Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. It was one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. I'll tell you that. What in the world is he doing? I guess there was...
It wasn't even the dumbest play by a Steelers offensive player in his first two seasons of professional football this season.
Well, you're right about
Caleb
that.
Johnson,
yeah, but
Caleb Johnson was worse because it was purely a mental error. Roman Wilson is like a lot of mistakes that we see on the field. I mean, first of all, you can't have that happen. That's like literally the only way you can give that game away at that point is to fumble. But he was trying to make a play. Don't we hear that from players all the time after games when it was a favorite of your buddy, wrong way, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
When he would run backwards, he would always say, I was trying to make a play. Most of the time he was only losing yardage and not the pigskin, but I don't know. I mean, that was a brutal mistake by Roman. It is just one of those things that makes me think, if it's someone who's in better graces with the team, does he get that kind of offhanded, basically something your uncle would say watching the game?
Right. And I mean, you know, we could compare him to Caleb Johnson, but that's like saying, you know, yeah, this guy made a mistake, but it wasn't as bad as Will Craig. I mean, Caleb Johnson's was an all-time NFL blooper. And did you guys see the little Instagram video of Skowronek saying to Wilson on the field, why the blank would you try jumping? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did.
Tremendous stuff.
And Skowronek is justified. He's validated. He's vindicated now. Because there were people debating, like, should he say that coming off the field, like, basically in earshot of his teammate and knowing that it might get picked up by the internet.
But yes, he should.
His head coach had Skowronek's back.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, we'll be back with Brian Bacco to wrap this up. I'm like Pavlov's dog here. I want to hear another bell, Limits. Give us a sampling. This is what you'll hear when the next trade comes down. It's already happened three times today, including Sauce Gardner.
We got one.
What? Ring the bell, limit.
The Bears are trading for Browns pass rusher Joe Tryon Shoyinka, according to Jonathan Jones of NFL on CBS.
If I had ever heard of him, I'd give you a comment.
There we go.
We'll be
you're Pavlov's dog. You don't care why the bell rings. You just want to hear the
bell.
That's
right. I react, and I think we're going to hear it next. I think that Hendrickson or Max Crosby is going to go. I don't know which one, but one of them is going to go, is my prediction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.